Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmy basketball coach Justin Meyer, and several games to talk about here over the last couple of weeks. We're going to go back to the 16th, and a big night for your guys. You took on in-county rival in Clarion Goldfield Dowse and picked up the first win of the season, 60-56.
Yeah, that was a fantastic game. Great atmosphere. It is interesting. It was one of those games where we happened to not have school that day because of professional development. The boys didn't have school. Teachers were there. And that's one of those, as a coach, kind of waking up in the morning, I was a little bit nervous about that and about how our guys responded. Just something a little bit out of the norm. But, no, the boys came out and played really, really well that game. That was a game that Clarion played pretty well. They shot the ball really well. One of their guards, Foss, kind of got in some foul trouble, which worked in our benefit. And we had a bunch of boys that did a bunch of little things, and then Ty Franklin really, really stepped up for us there in terms of the scoreboard, knocking down shoot. I think he shot 16 of 17 from the free throw line and made a whole bunch of field goals. I think he scored, ended up with 33. So, yeah, that was fantastic atmosphere. And like Zarin put out there on social media, that was a great way to snap a 38-game losing streak.
And you mentioned, Ty, 16 of 18 from the free throw line. Those are NBA numbers, like Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those that once Ty gets rolling, he's super aggressive getting to the basket. He's quick. He's a really tough guard that way. And, yeah, he does a really good job of using his quickness to get to the basket, and a lot of times that ends up with fouls. And he's really kind of stepped up his game that way, getting to the line. And then also, just on top of that, he's kind of starting to get a little bit more confidence with his jump shot, which is fantastic, because if he can put a jump shot with his quickness getting to the free throw line, that's an impossible ask for anybody to try to guard him straight up.
So you pick up the win there, and then the next night, another county rival, as you went over to Eagle Grove to take on the Eagles, and this was a tight ball game all the way through, and they got you at the end, 56-52.
Yeah, and that's one of those that we were kind of talking before this started, that we're very senior heavy, and in the last couple of years, we've had the same group of kids for the most part. And those are literally the first two games that we've played that have been within single digits in the fourth quarter. So one thing that really, really impressed me with both of those nights was our boys haven't been in that position to be in tight ball games in the fourth quarter. And Clarion was the first time we had that in 2 years. And the boys really, really executed very well down the stretch. And it was the same thing against Eagle Grove. I remember looking up at one point, kind of middle to end of the third quarter, and Eagle Grove had extended the lead out to, I think, 11 or 12. And just in the past, that was kind of the time that, I don't want to say that we roll over, but that's the time where our defensive intensity shrinks and our offensive execution becomes a little bit more poor. But no, the boys really, really fought through that, fought their way back. At one point in time, I know after Braden Gabrielson hit a three somewhere near the end of the fourth quarter, I think we cut the lead to two, and it was just one of those that Eagle Grove shoots the ball so well from the field and the free throw line. You know, we were trying to get the ball back. We had to foul them a few times, and credit to them, they just made their free throws down the stretch and kind of kept us at bay that way, where we never had the ball at the end in a one possession game. It was always 4 points. We would score, we'd foul, they'd hit their free throws. So it was still, just as a coach, it's really nice to play those games where it really means something at the fourth quarter, and I can focus on execution and start drawing up some stuff towards the end of the games in tight contests down the stretch.
And Ty Franklin, once again, leading you with 24. Not quite as many free throws, but 10 field goals. Like you said, his shooting's really coming along.
Oh, absolutely. And I kind of talked to him that he's really picked up his game kind of since Christmas break. He's really starting to turn into one of those first-team all-conference type of kids. You know, if he can put this together for a full season, that's really where he is, and that's where his talent level is. And the best thing about that is he's doing this out putting up gaudy field goal attempts. You know, he's shooting really efficiently from the field. Most of his shots are coming in the lane or from good kick out threes where he's got a lot of space. He's not forcing his hand that way, which is something that's really, really impressive.
Absolutely. And then later on that week, taking on Garner Hayfield Ventura, team sitting in second place in the conference, and they really throttled you defensively in this game as they got you 75-33.
Yeah, and it's one of those that Garner's typically a difficult matchup for us, just for the fact that Garner's just the type that what they do is they don't necessarily have a lot of times they play semi-positionless basketball, and the fact that they just put five athletes out on the floor. And the one thing that we haven't quite figured out, we're getting a lot better, and I would say that we're pretty good when it comes to half-court basketball. It's just once we start getting teams out and allowing teams to get out in transition, it gets to be a struggle with us, and that's one of those things with Garner, and then we played North Union again this week. Those teams just have athletes, and once they start getting out in transition, that's really when things start to go south for us as a team. I made a joke on the sideline that if we were playing old 6-on-6 girls basketball where we play offense, then or we play defense, and then the ball has to go to the referee before we play defense, it would work out much better for us if it was just simple half court and not that transition. But unfortunately, those aren't the rules anymore. So that's one of those things down the stretch here with a few games left that we're really going to have to emphasize in practice is transition defense.
And then after that game, coming into this week, another non-conference game and another win for you as you took on AGWSR and really handled things down the stretch, and you won 46-37.
Yeah, that was another one where that was a different kind of ball game in terms of what we really needed to do there was just execute offensively, take long possessions. When we were doing that, we were getting lots of good looks. Yeah, we scored upper 40s there, and honestly, we left a lot of points on the board. Didn't shoot overly well in terms of field goal percentage. And that was one of those that I think in the game, AGWSR was kind of a different game. They shot a lot of threes, which was different for our boys. I think out of their 40 field goal attempts, I'm pretty sure that about 33 of them were threes, so they were very three heavy, which was just kind of different. But again, that was one of those situations where we got up on them early and kind of had a lead the entire game, and that was just a different situation that a lot of our boys, well, almost all of our boys had never played in a game like that unless we had a few of these guys that played varsity as freshmen or sophomores a couple years ago. So it was just nice again to just see us playing a different type of game there where we kind of were in control the entire time and just see a different atmosphere, different type of game that way.
So you picked up the win on Monday and then turned right around and took on North Union the next night, and they got you 67-34.
Yep, and that one was a lot very similar to when we played Garner. In the half court, we played relatively well. I think at one point, we ended up, I think at halftime, we were down about 10. And then with that, I'm willing to bet that if we stopped them in transition, that 10-point deficit would probably have been a 5 or 6-point lead. Yeah, it was just one of those that we started turning the ball over, taking some ill-advised shots. And that's really a struggle with us because when we take long, ill-advised shots, a lot of times that leads to runouts for the other team. So it's one of those things offensively we just really have to value the basketball. And then with that, we just have to work on our transition defense and stopping guys before they get a full head of steam and get the ball in the lane in transition, because once that happens and they've got guys running and filling the lane, it just really becomes a struggle. And that was one thing. Credit to North Union. They did a great job kind of picking up defensive intensity in the second half, and they got some steals. They forced us into some tough shots, and then they did a really, really good job immediately transitioning into offense and getting some easy looks out of that.
And then last night you had a game with North Iowa. Talk a little bit about what took place last night.
Yeah, and that was one of those that North Iowa deserves a ton of credit that game. They got in some early foul trouble. I know they were already – they're shorthanded to begin with. They were down one starter who was homesick. And then on top of that, they had a starter pick up three fouls in the first quarter. I think we were in the double bonus with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. They had jumped out to probably about a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, but we kept getting to the free throw line. I think we cut it down to probably two or three at one point, and I was thinking we were in a pretty good spot. And credit to them, they did a really good job. They kind of got way more conservative with their hands and reaching on defense, forced us into some tough shots. And again, it was one of those that we kind of allowed them to get out in transition, and I think they went on about a 20-25-2 run at one point in time and kind of distanced themselves from us before halftime. And I was really just struggling that game with the guys to push the right buttons. And one thing is, I kind of sent the guys in the locker room, not that I didn't want to coach them up, but I said, hey, guys, I don't know what buttons to push right now. You all try to figure this out. I wanted them to talk, again, with a senior, a heavy team. It was like, you guys don't need me to figure out some of these things right now. You got to figure it out amongst yourselves. And one thing that I really appreciated is those guys, I think we were down by about 25, 26 at halftime. They came out in the third quarter really, really played well. Our guys played well. I think at one point in time we cut it to 11, and it was just one of those things that we kind of ran out of steam down the stretch. But what I was really impressed with was the way that they responded after kind of getting punched in the mouth there at the end of the second quarter to respond in the third quarter. And it's just one of those things that we just kind of ran out of firepower and ended up losing by about 18-20 that way. It's just one of those that we offensively, we have to be very, very cognizant, and we have to execute nearly flawlessly, because when we don't, we can get in slumps where we struggle to score. And on top of that, when we turn the ball over a lot, it turns into a lot of transition twos for the other team. So that's one thing that we're really going to have to kind of ingrain in our guys' heads. We're going to have to practice that a bunch, is executing really well in the offensive end, valuing the basketball, getting good shots, not turning the ball over, and then in addition, just working on some transition defense quite a bit.
And now you've got three games to go in the regular season, and all of them are on the road, so not sure when you're going to get back on your home floor. How do you prepare the guys, because, you know, without knowing what the pairings are going to be, you, like I said, you don't know if you're going to be playing at home anymore.
Yeah, and it's one of those that, you know, for us and where we're at as a team, there's a little bit of scouting that goes on, but so much of my time and energy and our time and energy is just focusing on the things that we can control, that no matter who we play, and just with the way that our area is set up, my guess is we're 2A. There's a bunch of other 2A teams. It'll more than likely be who we play is somebody that we've either seen before or somebody in the area. So that's something good there in terms of that. But it's just, again, kind of what I said, is we just have to make sure that we know our identity moving down the stretch, which our identity is going to have to be, we're going to have to take care of the ball, and we're going to have to really, really work hard on limiting other teams' ability to get out in transition. Just with the type of kids that we have, sometimes that's not something that comes super easy for us. Getting up and down the floor, a lot of teams tend to be a little bit quicker than us. We have a little bit more size on other teams, but we just really have to work on those couple of things. So, yeah, moving down the stretch, it's just really good opportunity for us to start working on some of those things. Two more conference games, one more out-of-conference game. We've got some opportunities in there to do some things. And with Forest City and West Hancock, they got us both the first time. But in those games, we had stretches where we played really, really well. It's just the thing with us is we can't just make those stretches. We just have to make them more consistent, spread them out over an entire game. And Northwood, I know Northwood's on the other side of the conference. They've got a handful of wins this year. That'll be a tough place to play on the road there. Our guys, I don't think, have ever been to Northwood. That's a weird one that always seems to get snowed out. So that'll be a different experience for us too, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Justin, we appreciate the time. I want to wish you good luck. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Awesome. Thanks, Carl.
That's Belmont Clemmie basketball coach Justin Meyer.